On 90.3 KAZU, I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. Over the past 25 years, the California condor population has gone from a low of 9 to just over 400 today. Part of the broad-based effort to save the endangered bird has been a ban on lead ammunition in the condor reintroduction areas. Now, state legislators are considering extending that ban statewide, but some argue the existing ban just needs more time. For KAZU, Leslie David reports.
Byron Jones's semi-automatic rifle jiggles in the gun rack of his pickup truck as he roams the backcountry roads of southern San Benito County. He's patrolling the Central Coast Condor Range, part of the California condor's habitat. As a game warden with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, his job is to enforce the lead ammunition ban in the range. It went into effect about 6 years ago in an effort to protect the critically endangered bird.
If I hear gunshots or I receive information that there's hunting occurring in a particular location, then I'm going to make contact with the individuals and I'm going to ask them what they're trying to accomplish and what kind of ammunition are you using.
Despite the ban, a UC Santa Cruz study concludes that condors are still being poisoned by lead. Researchers say it can take only one contact with lead to kill a condor, and they suspect the birds are eating discarded animal remains left behind by hunters still using lead ammunition. Game Warden Jones says the citation for using lead ammunition is really no different than a traffic ticket, and the small fine doesn't change attitudes.
A lot of them have grown up in this country and seen these animals all their lives and are skeptical of science that tells them particular ideas about how things, you know, are happening.
Things like lead poisoning. So Jones's approach is not to dismiss the skepticism of hunters and residents in the condor range. Rather, through talking it over, he hopes they'll understand why the lead ban is important. Rancher Mike Shields is one of those skeptics. His family has been here since 1863. He has a cattle ranch in the small town of San Benito. 77-year-old Shields hunts deer and feral pigs occasionally. Like many of his neighbors, he doubts the condor can survive, ban or no ban.
In the long run, it's just kind of a futile effort to try and keep something going that by nature is not fitting into the environment that we have now today.
Shields and some other people around here think the money spent trying to save the California condor could be better spent elsewhere.
In general, I think that they're wasting a heck of a lot of money because if they just take that money and, you know, put it towards, you know, school children and whatnot, think of what they could do with all the money that they're spending there.
More than $5 million is spent annually on the California Condor Recovery Program, a public-private partnership to save the state's largest land-based bird. The program handles everything from breeding the bird in captivity to trying to save lead-poisoned condors and community outreach. Scott Sherbinski stands at the base of a rugged ridgeline at Pinnacles National Park, monitoring a few condors heading out for another day of foraging.
It's always great to get a visual of a bird and really take a look at it to make sure that there isn't something going on.
His handheld radio beeps whenever a tagged condor is nearby. In his 7 years of community outreach for Pinnacles Park, he's learned a lot.
We depend on the hunting community and on these open rural landscapes for condor recovery.
That's because once in the wild, the condor's main source of food is dead animals, like cattle, wild pigs, and roadkill. Sherbinski teaches hunting groups about why the lead ban is important to condor survival, but he says habits change slowly.
You've got families that are handing down the same rifle and the same use of the same ammunition for generation after generation. So it's very difficult for someone to be told after they've been using this for multiple generations that suddenly they have to switch what they're doing. And I think that does cause some cultural resistance.
Back in his truck, Game Warden Byron Jones heads home, looking around the open landscape.
This is sort of Custer's last stand for those animals. And it just happened to be in San Benito County.
As legislators move forward to expand the lead ammunition ban statewide, Jones and Sherbinski think that may not be the answer. Both say they've made progress, but what they want is more time to rally support for a program that already exists. For KAZU News, I'm Leslie David.